Building a startup in India involves immense financial and regulatory friction. Between standard corporate taxes, high patent filing fees, and routine compliance checks for labor laws, a young company's limited resources can drain rapidly. The Indian government maintains a massive pool of resources, including deep tax exemptions and subsidized funding, designed specifically to alleviate these exact pressures. Standard registered companies remain ineligible for these programs. Simply incorporating as a private limited entity provides no legal pathway to these startup-specific benefits. To bridge that gap, you must pass through a specific, mandatory gateway, obtaining DPIIT recognition from the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade. DPIIT recognition is the prerequisite for every other benefit. It establishes the legal status required to access the government's specific startup growth initiatives. Starting the application requires two mandatory baseline documents. You need your Certificate of Incorporation issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the entity's PAN card. The deciding factor in whether you receive recognition is a text requirement called the Innovation Statement. This diagram breaks down the four mandatory pillars of a successful innovation statement. You must articulate the specific problem, then explain your proposed solution. Next, you prove the novelty of that idea and demonstrate its potential for commercial scalability. Failing to clarify these four distinct points is the primary reason startups are rejected. A weak or confusing explanation of the core business model halts the process. Once submitted on the Startup India portal, a clean application with a strong innovation statement is typically processed and approved in 2 to 3 weeks. If the reviewing officers flag issues with your documents or your statement, they allow up to 3 correction cycles for founders to fix the errors. Once recognition is secured, that certificate establishes eligibility for several distinct financial and structural advantages. First is the Section 80 IAC tax holiday. This allows a recognized startup to claim 3 consecutive years of complete exemption from income tax. To activate that specific tax holiday, founders must take their newly issued DPIIT certificate and file a secondary application to a separate body called the Interministerial Board, or IMB. Recognition also qualifies the startup for the government's fast-track scheme for intellectual property. This pushes a startup's patent application to the front of the examination line. The scheme provides heavy financial relief as well, granting up to an 80% rebate on patent filing fees. By combining 3 years of zero income tax with heavily subsidized fast-tracked patents, a founder extends their company's financial runway. The recognition also includes a self-certification benefit. Founders are allowed to bypass standard government inspections for select labor and environmental compliance laws. This operational autonomy keeps inspectors out of the office, and the self-certification rights remain active for anywhere from 3 to 9 years. On the capital side, holding the certificate makes the entity eligible for government-backed seed funding programs and specific credit guarantee schemes. None of these funding channels, none of these tax holidays, and no compliance shields apply automatically. They all require the foundational DPIIT recognition as the mandatory first step. The infrastructure for scaling is already in place. Accessing it depends entirely on a founder's ability to document their innovation and secure the recognition that initiates these programs.